Beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go bass up beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go bass up beep a beep a boop a beep.
Okay, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a friend over to watch an episode of the show with me and then break it down piece by piece for you guys. Now, today's guest, I'm super excited to have him finally. I asked you a couple months ago.
Yeah,
you're a busy dude.
I was out of town.
Your name is Jake Fogelnest.
That's my name. Hello.
And yeah, you're a busy dude. You're doing lots of things.
Yeah.
You're doing
Now I'm back. Bi-coastal.
Now you're back.
I'm back.
You're back to watch TV with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the episode that we just watched is called My Boyfriend's Back. And the original air date was October 5th, 1991. And we're still in the summer job eps. So let me go ahead and let you give us like a 4 or 5 sentence synopsis of what happened, and then we'll really
sure.
get into it.
Okay. So I guess your A-plot.
right. Yeah.
Guess your A-plot is that Zach is very in love with his girlfriend, but he's afraid to tell her.
Sure.
And then, oh no, what happens is that her her old boyfriend from back in Boston.
Right.
He shows up, and this guy, he went to Yale, and he's like a real snob and everything.
Right.
And Zach is very threatened, and it seems like she loves him.
Right.
And then also you got a B plot going on.
Yeah.
Of there's a big ATV race that's uh-huh. coming up, and there everybody's trying to get sponsored for the ATV race. Who's going to win the ATV race? Wouldn't you know it, A plot and B plot intersect with each other.
Of course.
And Zach ends up in the ATV race against this uptight Yale snob dude.
Right.
And it sort of is like, this guy, Zach can't win. He's got trouble with the girls.
Yes.
He's got trouble with the ATVs as well.
Right.
And but it all works out. It all works out, of course.
In the end.
Yeah, in the end, this girl loves Zach.
Right.
Wants a nice guy.
And Zach also never faces any consequences for any of his actions.
Ever.
As we've learned. No, that was a beautiful synopsis. Beautifully done.
Good.
Okay, this episode opens with Zach and Stacy Carosi
mm-hmm.
basically breaking into the kitchen of the Malibu Sands Beach Club after
yeah.
hours.
Can I just say one thing about the theme song to Saved by the
Bell?
Please
do.
I've never seen Eddie and the Cruisers 2.
But
I have a theory that like Eddie and the Eddie and the Cruisers, you
yeah.
know, he disappears.
Yes, right.
And it's like, what happened? And I guess Eddie and the Cruisers 2,
he
like
back.
Sort of reemerges.
Yeah.
I imagine the kind of music that Eddie from Eddie and the Cruisers makes like
right.
in 1990 or whatever
right.
is like the Saved by the Bell theme.
That's him shredding.
That's
on the
him
same
like it's him shredding, and it's like and it's sort of like badly 90s produced. I just didn't,
right.
But I don't know. I'm sure that that's not what Eddie and the Cruisers in the
no,
two
I can't.
About.
I honestly haven't seen that movie in 100 years.
I sort of
I barely
like the
remember
first Eddie
it.
And the Cruisers. So
yeah, yeah,
I just didn't see it because
yeah,
I heard it was
I
not
did
so
see
good.
It, but I honestly couldn't tell you the first thing about.
Well,
it.
I know this. I believe it's called Eddie and the Cruisers 2. Eddie Lives.
Eddie Lives.
So I know that
right,
he lives.
He, yeah, exactly. But like, I couldn't tell you any details. But the idea of him like shredding,
yeah,
like doing those licks on the Saved by the Bell
like
theme
all
the,
song like
is
those
great.
Kind of like it's the Saved by the Bell theme is like it's like if Benny Mardonis decided
yeah!
to rock,
totally. Oh,
you know,
totally.
Like that or like
yeah.
what was the Billy Vera and the Beaters,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
just like some session guys that just
oh,
like
completely.
They just shred it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like I picture them when they're recording, like. Thinking it's badass.
Oh
like,
yeah,
thinking
yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm killing this.
I am killing it.
Yeah,
and like just the brightness of the stonewashed jeans.
Right.
You would really need. You need to put sunglasses on in the studio.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Those guys have real studio tans.
Yeah, yes, totally.
It's like the and they probably use cocaine. Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
That is definitely a coke jam. Without a doubt, it's a coke jam.
Yeah, it just yeah. struck me. But anyway, yeah. So they break into the kitchen.
Yeah, because, okay, well, Stacy's the boss's daughter.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing where it's like, I guess it's technically not breaking in, but she's shouldn't be doing it. She's
no.
just openly like, I'm bringing you to the kitchen after hours, a thing we should not be doing.
Yeah, it's like, where's the, her dad would be kind of mad.
Her dad would be pissed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And she goes, she's like, you paid for the movie, so I'm going to get the snack. And she comes in and she goes, I know where the chef hides the good stuff.
Right.
And says this before bringing out a tray of bread and butter.
Right, well, actually,
that's all that's on
it's
it.
It's bread, and she corrects him. It's not even butter. It's margarine.
Right? So I'm like, like, so, this is the good stuff?
Yeah, that's like not, it's, I don't, I, it's not great. It's I'll not say good. That. It's not
she
great
stuff. She
just
starts buttering or putting margarine on bread. And then, yeah, that's, I'm like, that's, first of all, that's your snack. That's your post-movie snack is bread and butter.
Here's the thing, maybe, see, men like bread and butter. Like,
right,
there's
so it's
a,
just a
there's
simple,
a song, you know,
right.
It's like, oh, I
yeah.
like bread and butter.
I like toast and
I
jam.
Like toast and jam.
Sure.
That's what men like.
Okay, so Stacey knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Then. Okay. But I just like the idea of that being like the primo shit. If I hear her go... I know where the chef keeps the good stuff. I'm expecting a tray of caviar to come out.
Yeah,
or
that
something.
Would be, but that would be weird in like a diner setting,
right? And teenagers aren't going to be like caviar,
yeah,
or
the
grape pawn or something. You know what I mean? Like,
let me get the good stuff, and then she like goes down to a wine cellar. Like, that'd be really
right,
weird.
That's true. Yeah. So yeah, so she gets out their finest bread and margarine for their post movie snack.
It would be nice though if it was like a cheese plate, like they're
right,
you know what I mean?
Something,
or like make a couple of like sandwiches,
right?
Like,
right, not just straight up bread and butter that you can get any day of the week.
Do you think like the props department just like for like they ran out of time or
without
forgot?
Question? Without yeah. question, they're like, what's left on the craft services table? Oh.
Yeah.
It's bread and butter.
By the way,
like, put
and
that
that's,
in there.
That's terrible for the production team behind Saved by the Bell. That that's like the best they had on their craft services.
Oh, it totally
table.
Is.
Like it seems like 1990. Like I don't know how show business works,
right.
But it seems like NBC in 1991. Who would advertise on Saved by the Bell? I imagine Starburst, right?
Yeah, I am trying to think. And like Tricks.
Tricks. You would think that like maybe they would be like, hey, how about send over a couple cases of that stuff for the kids on the show?
Product placement.
Yeah.
Completely
send over,
right.
Yeah. Like they, that's what it is. They missed a golden product
right.
placement opportunity.
They really did because the bread is already, it's not even like Wonder Bread. It doesn't even come out of the package. Like
yeah.
it's already
no,
on
it's
a
just,
platter.
Yeah. And I doubt the Bread Council like right. paid for... Like that should have been like,
right.
You know, like, I don't know, like a Caprice, pull out a couple of Caprice Suns or something.
You are completely right. They missed a huge opportunity
Man,
there.
When television executives don't take advantage of a revenue stream,
you're,
it makes me crazy.
You're right. Retroactively, we're getting pissed about them not taking advantage
yeah.
of that.
No, but it is like
but you're
would,
right.
They just missed an opportunity.
They absolutely did. So, you know, they eat their bread while she's buttering the bread. Zach tries to say I love you to her.
And he can't do it.
And he can't do it. He says like, he's like, Stacey. He like looks in her eyes and goes, Stacey, I love the way you butter bread. Like
yeah.
he can't do
he,
it.
And it's like, you know what? This is just me. This is I think Stacey knew at that moment what he was trying to say.
Without
but
question.
She just wanted, she was just like, oh, when's he gonna
I
say
want
it?
You to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get that this is TV land and I get, so it's
this
like,
isn't a documentary?
I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to piece together, like, the time. Obviously, this takes place over a summer. So it takes place over,
yeah.
you know, 3 months. But this is only the second episode in which he's been dating Stacey.
Yeah,
so that,
he's already in love.
That's what I was trying to figure
yeah.
out. It's like, how many weeks or months is this supposed to be? Because I remember as a teenager.
Right.
I had one serious boyfriend in high school. And we were together like my last 2 years of high school. And that I was just curious. I was thinking, because saying I love you, especially as a teenager, is like
yeah.
a huge fucking deal.
I mean, it's clear that Zach is a major codependent.
Right. Because I was like,
yeah.
have they only dated like a week or
I
two?
Get, I mean,
and
I
he's
get
already...
it. You're a teenager. You have heightened emotions and
yeah.
stuff. But like, you know, well, no, clearly there's some weird psychological
Yeah,
because
I really, it took me back to my high school boyfriend trying to figure out like, when he told me he loved me, how, and I feel like it was pretty deep into it.
It's
I feel
a,
like it was going
least,
on 6 months
it's
into
a,
it
yeah,
or something.
It's months into it. It's
yeah.
It's months into it. Yeah. That. So I don't think that much, because it's only a summer.
It's only a summer, so it's not been even 3 months.
It's got to be 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
It's got to be, at most 2 weeks have gone by.
Completely.
Yeah, it's completely,
so,
look, I don't think the relationship's going to last.
I don't
I'll just
think
say
it,
it
is either.
I'll just say it.
I'm not trying to doubt Zach's feelings, but I think he's jumping the gun a little bit.
Yeah, he's putting way too much pressure on the
and
situation.
And plus, it's like he knows it's a summer romance. You know there's a finite, it's not, it's
yeah.
going to be over in 3 months' time or whatever.
She's
going
to go back to the East Coast.
Right, so it's like, why even bother kind of thing? Like, just enjoy it
you
while
know what,
it lasts.
Yeah, he should just relax. I mean, this whole thing.
You ain't going to marry her.
Yeah,
like,
what, you guys
going to
get married?
Down.
Yeah.
You're just like 16, dude.
Yeah, relax.
Yeah. So anyway, so he's immediately like, I got to tell you I love you, but I can't. And then that's when they kind of go... They kind of go like, I can't believe how into you I am. This sort of thing where it's
well,
like, when
like,
I first met you, I thought you sucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I don't.
Yeah.
And then that's when he goes, you know, he's like, when I first met you, I thought you were the East Coast snob.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I thought you were this total California surfer dude, which we talked about this a couple episodes ago because she keeps... I've never seen Zach say the word dude.
Right.
Like, he's not that guy. He's many things, but he's not like
he's
the
not
stereotypical.
Jeff Spicoli.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's
she keeps
not
harping
like,
on that. Like, I thought you were this dumb surfer dude. And he's like, yeah, I know. And so
no, he's,
that annoyed
like, Zach
me.
Is like, he's an arrogant, confident sort right. of guy, but he's not like California dude.
Yeah, he's not like sub dude, dang
no.
10, whatever. He's not
no,
that
he's
guy
not
at
that
all.
Guy, yeah.
So Stacy didn't even know him to begin with, and still I feel like kind of doesn't know him.
Stacy's bringing a lot of her preconceived notions
yeah.
and judgment of the West Coast lifestyle
that's right.
to this relationship with Zach. They're both at fault here.
Right.
This is going
right.
to end badly.
I fully agree with you.
I will say this, though, about the studio audience at Saved by the Bell. First of all, that must have been hell. Like, I bet the idea of like, oh, let's go to a taping of Saved
right.
by the Bell. Like, that sounds fun on paper.
Yeah.
But you're probably there for like 18 hours.
Oh, completely.
You're trapped.
Yes.
And there's this constant pressure, which you know that like, I don't know who did warm up for Saved by the Bell.
God, I wish
I'm
we
assuming
could find
it's
out.
Brody Stevens.
Ah, God, if only.
If only.
It'd be the greatest.
That would be the greatest. But like, I don't know who, but like, there's clearly a prompting. From,
oh, yeah.
From
like, you got
to
woo like, hard.
When they kiss.
Oh, yeah.
You woo. And like, they, you know, and I imagine like in the first hour of the taping of Saved by the Bell, that's fun.
Right.
But by hour four.
You're exhausted.
You're like, hey. Am I acting here? I came to see a show.
Yes, and I'm doing work.
Because there's so much of that.
There's so much wooing. There's so much reaction. And they have to woo at like the smallest, like they barely
they
give
don't...
each other a peck.
Yeah.
You got to woo like he just whipped his dick out or something.
Yeah. Like that would be interesting. Do you think that like they did alternate takes? Like to get the reaction from the studio
audience?
Where
they're actually like tonguing each other? Or
yeah.
Something?
Or just,
yeah.
Or like he just like. I don't know, like pulled out like a gag ball or something.
Right, right.
I guess well, you don't want to go too crazy because then the audience will just scream.
Right.
Like you want to get a like ooh, but you don't want to get oh god.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, like, somebody should stop this.
That, right. Right. Yeah. But the reaction is such that you think they like fucked in front of everyone.
Yeah. It's
like people lose their damn minds when somebody on here like holds hands. They're
yeah.
like woo. Yeah.
I've never made that sound
I
as a human
either.
Being. Like, I've never been watching a show at home.
And gone like, woo!
I've also, nobody's ever told me anything, like, in my real life. Or,
yeah.
or like, I've never seen two, like, friends embrace or whatever.
Yeah.
And gone, woo! That's not a thing that
no,
humans
totally.
Do.
No, I totally agree with you. Even if I'm having, like, you know, what am I, like, it's girl time, and, like,
yeah.
girls are like, yo, I totally did this dude last night. Like, I've never done that either. I've never been,
like I've gone,
woo.
Like, yeah, you will maybe go, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yes,
but
exactly.
I guess you can't have the studio audience of a teen NBC show.
Unison.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Like, that's weird. Yeah. I don't know, but how did that get started? Like, it's because I don't think, I've never seen it on anything but these kind of, like,
right.
TV 14 rated TV
no, that's
shows.
A good point. Like, how that would even be a thing.
Because I understand, like, I Love Lucy or whatever. It's like you had the audience in for laughs and everything.
Right.
And, like, you know, that was like they were doing a play live.
Right.
Or even on, like, you know, like Taxi, you would have, like, just the studio audience. They would laugh, they would react. It was just.
Right.
But the thing of, like, ooh. Or,
yeah.
Aw.
Yes.
Like, that, like, when did that start?
That is a good question that I will have to research because, yeah. Yeah, I would assume it's mainly...
It only exists on, like, Saved by the Bell, Full
kids
House,
shows.
Kids, yeah, TGIF. Because
I guess that is, it's like they feel like you need to tell kids, like, this is a thing, this is a... Well, it's not scandalous, they're just kissing. But I guess to them, they're like, we have to spell out the emotions to these kids.
Do you think that...
So we have to spell out, this is, like, a sexy moment,
yeah.
or this is a whatever moment.
Did it happen organically with the studio audience once, and then just, like... The showrunners were just
like,
I
can't imagine that
it
did. It
can't. There's no way that like a group of 100 people ever made that sound
right.
of ooh together. They just never did. It never happened. It's
right.
It's a weird construct.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think it's ever something that happened and then they were like, ooh, like I, you know, they probably held up a sign, like they had the applause sign and then they
something.
Had the woo sign.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'll get to the bottom. I'll do some research. And get
I don't
to
know
the
how you'd even begin to research that.
I don't either. When was the first woo in recorded in history?
If anybody has like asked that question on Yahoo Answers before.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'd love to see the
I'd
answers.
Love to see it. And I'd also love to see the psycho that answered
right.
the question.
Or the person who's like, thinks that they were the first. I was a part of the
yeah,
history's
oh, I have
first
to tell you exactly
woo.
What happened. It was
I
a Family
was
Matters taping.
Yeah.
I was there.
Or like the executive that came up with it, like, is on the internet. He's on the internet.
Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys, 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is baremins.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy, play until your heart's content, leave comments, see the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.